This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. At the White House today, President Bush will preside over a ceremony marking the latest round of NATO expansion. He'll welcome prime ministers from the newest members of the transatlantic alliance, Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, and the three Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. The expansion occurs at a time when NATO is involved outside Europe in Afghanistan, and as it considers a role in Iraq, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
For most of the world, the fall of the Berlin Wall marked the end of the Cold War. But for Estonian Ambassador Jüri Luik, his country's entry into NATO today completes the picture.
I was always saying that the Cold War can never be considered totally finished when the issue of the Baltic states has not been solved, that they are not yet firmly anchored in the Western community. But I think us now joining the Great Alliance of NATO has essentially solved this issue.
Luik, a former Estonian defense minister, points out one mainly symbolic change for his country with NATO membership. NATO jets will help police Baltic airspace. Russia's defense minister, Sergei Ivanov, has registered his unhappiness with the air patrols and generally with the latest round of expansion right up to Russia's borders. In a lengthy article last week, he wrote, quote, "If NATO remains a military alliance with an offensive military doctrine, Russia will have to adequately revise its military planning and principles regarding the development of its armed forces, including its nuclear forces." Latvia's Secretary of State, Maris Riksinš, says there was angry rhetoric from Moscow the last time NATO expanded to Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic, though tempers eventually cooled.
The enlargement of NATO alliance is enlargement of the area of stability and prosperity and security. So I think that Russians should not be afraid of this enlargement.
The U.S. ambassador to NATO, Nicholas Burns, insists there's no crisis between NATO and Russia over enlargement. For his part, Secretary of State Colin Powell reflected on NATO expansion during a speech last week at the Kennan Institute here in Washington.
It's a great change in history, and it teaches us two things. First, don't fall for the NATO hysteria du jour, that something's about to fall apart. Second, and more important, it teaches us that alliances based on principles and not just on momentary needs have the ability to adjust when circumstances change, and NATO is such an alliance.
The latest round of NATO expansion brings in countries eager to keep U.S.-European relations on track. Estonia's ambassador, Luik, points out that his country and its neighbors, though small, are involved in the world's hotspots, offering military police and mine-clearing units and other niche capabilities.
As we speak, our troops are working with the U.S. in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Bosnia, in Kosovo, but we have never been formally part of the alliance. So now we are gaining a formal seat at the table.
He and others wouldn't speculate as to whether new NATO members would change opinion within the alliance in favor of a NATO role in Iraq. NATO's new Secretary General has made clear his primary focus is on Afghanistan, where NATO took the lead of peacekeeping troops after the U.S.-led war. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.